In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. I was, as I was thinking about this morning's gospel reading, and there were all sorts of different things going on this morning, and I forgot to do a few things. I remembered one of the things about me is that I'm not the go with the flow kind of guy. I may have talked about this before, but I'm not. But the Lord is wise, and he gave me someone who is. And that's, of course, Presbytera. Presbytera is a go-with-the-flow kind of person, right? When things don't go right or we have to change plans for whatever reason, she's like, it's okay, it'll be fine. And what do you think I do? The opposite, right? And the Lord has blessed us with one out of three children who is like that. And I think you can guess which one of my children is like that. Of course, Vasilia. Vasilia is also the go-with-the-flow kind of child. Myself and the other two, not so much, right? When things don't go our way or when things have to change, you know, we get a little bit nervous and we start to say, well, what good is going to happen at this point, right? What are we going to do now? And thankfully, I have Presbytera to kind of help me out and to get back on track. I mention that to you because this morning we heard something that Nathanael says, right? Nathanael had this idea of what was going to happen. And all of a sudden, his ideas were changed. Something different was presented to him. And he had one option, right? And that was given to him by Philip. And Philip says to him, come and see. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important for us to kind of think about this, especially as we enter into this second week of Lent, to kind of think about this idea that not everything's always going to go right, but to keep following God and see what good will come of this. So this morning we heard from the Gospel of St. John, this first chapter. It's kind of a long chapter. There's like over 50 verses. And it begins with who Jesus is. And John tells us that he is the Word of God, right? At the beginning, the Word was with God, he says. Then after that, St. John the Baptist is baptizing and he proclaims Jesus to be the Messiah. And then we see a little bit later on, we see Andrew. Andrew begins to follow, and Andrew says, where are you staying? And Jesus says, come and see. And Andrew does. And then this morning, we have this call of Philip, right? The Lord sees Philip, and he says, follow me. And Philip does. And then we see him with Nathanael. And he comes over to Nathanael, he says, we have found the Christ, the one who Moses was talking about, Jesus of Nazareth. And what does Nathanael say to him? He says, what good can come out of Nazareth? See, Nathanael knew the scriptures, right? And he knew that the Messiah wasn't going to come from Nazareth. He was going to come from Bethlehem. More than that, Nazareth wasn't, let's say, a cool place, right? Nazareth wasn't where the elites were looking to see that Jesus was going to come from. So this totally threw Nathanael. And if we think about it, things like this happen to us all the time. There are all the times where something's going to happen to us that is unexpected. I can tell you without a doubt that project right over there has given us more than one curveball. And I have said to myself, looking at Kathy and Paul, what good is going to come of this? And I imagine each and every one of us in this church today has had a situation in your lives where things are going along great and all of a sudden you get thrown a curveball and you ask, oh Lord, what good is going to come from this? But what's the answer that Nathanael gets? The answer he gets is, come and see. Come and see. And that is, I think, the answer for all of us. When things don't go the way we want them to, when things aren't always going right over there, what do we have to do? We have to come and see. We have to keep following Christ. We have to believe that with him, all things, as he said, are possible. When things don't go exactly right in your lives, the Lord is whispering to you, come and see. He's telling you, keep following me. Continue to look to me. I will continue to walk with you, but you have to come and see. Today we're celebrating the Sunday of Orthodoxy. And what happened with that? For over 100 years, people were being told, you cannot venerate these icons. People were put in prison. People were harmed. And I bet you they were asking, well, what good is going to come of all of this? And guess who kept calling to them? Come and see. Come and see. Continue to follow. And they fought for the truth that Jesus was indeed incarnate, and he walked, and we can portray him and venerate him and the saints, right? Because what did they do? They continued to come and see. My friends and my family in Christ, today as we continue with Lent, it may not have gone as you wanted the first week. It might have been a little bit of up and down. You may have had some curveballs thrown at you this week. But we are called today to continue to come and see, to continue to follow. I ask all of you to prayerfully consider what it is that you might need to do to continue following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask all of you to remember throughout the week, whatever happens, that we are being called to come and see what good can come out of whatever situation that we are presented with, because the alternative is not to follow. And that is not an alternative that we should even be considering. We should consider to continue going to Christ, allowing him to be the one who leads us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.